Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
In Indianapolis and our surrounding counties, you know, we have a tremendous amount of buyers, many more buyers looking to buy homes than we have homes on the market currently. And I wanted to talk about that today because it's a great time if you have a home that you're thinking about selling and in the near future, and you're putting it off, you know, for some reason you're not moving forward with that, I would highly recommend you consider it. And I want to talk about those reasons behind that. You know, like I said, our market, our sale market is really, really strong. I was just talking to a real estate agent, and he said the last five or six homes that he's done, he hasn't had time to get them into marketing and even hardly into the NMLS. They sell right away. They're a day or less on the market. The last one he had, he put it up. He had 10 showings, two offers, and sold it, and that was all in the day it listed. So the homes are selling very, very quickly right now, and they're selling for very good money. And a lot of that is because we don't have a tremendous amount of homes on the market, yet we have a lot of people looking. And when that happens, that it becomes an issue. And if you are looking to sell your home, it is a great time to do it. And you'd like, and my suggestion would be, think about doing that before everybody else does it. Because once everybody else does it, then the market, you know, it won't be so much of a seller's market as it is today. So for me, I really suggest that you do that. And the other part of this is there's more buyers coming to the market. You know, at this time, they've been on the market. There aren't houses for sale. It's a buildup of people. I want to go through some of the information that I put in that I've looked up on the market and by different people. So I'm going to kind of go through that. So you may be considering selling your house and making a move this season. That may be something that you're doing. And if you are thinking about doing that, I would think about moving that forward if you can before everybody else goes on the market. First-time home buyer demand is high in the latest housing trends report. The National Association of Home Builders, which is NAHB, measured the share of adults planning to buy a home over the next 12 months. The report indicates the percentage of all buyers who will be first-time home buyers looking to purchase a home grew from 53% in Q4 of 2018 to 63% in Q4 2019. So we're seeing a tremendous amount of first-time home buyers coming into the market. The results revealed millennials are the most likely generation to be making moving plans to purchase a home within a year. That's 19%, followed by Gen Zs, which is 13%, and Gen X, which is 12%. Geographically, 12% of respondents in the South and West are prospective home buyers, slightly ahead of the Northeast and the Midwest, which is us, 9%. But the demand is there. It's very obvious to those of us in the industry that demand is there and it's growing. And with that demand, that we need houses on the market. And with the demand from first-time home buyers and a shortage of inventory in the current housing market, especially at the entry level, selling your home this year might be your best move. Why? Because when home buyers begin their search, they're not all looking for new construction. Many are eager to find a little charm and character in a place to call home, possibly yours. You got to remember that, you know, the home building is, they can't build enough homes right now. There is a tremendous amount of activity, people looking to buy homes, and yet we have a shortage of homes on the market. So it is very important to get homes on the market. And again, a great time to do it if you are looking at listing your home. And because of that pent-up demand, because of those people out looking, because there's no houses, we're seeing the prices tend to be higher than what they were. And in fact, according to the same study, there's a significant demand for existing homes. In terms of the type of homes these prospective home buyers are interested in, 40% are looking to buy an existing home and 19% a newly built. The remaining 41% would buy either a new or existing home. Now, this goes also to homes that may need a little work, or maybe that existing home isn't exactly what you want. It has the character, it has the charm, but maybe the kitchen is outdated, or maybe, you know, there's other issues with the house. We have programs in which to make those homes what you would like, you know, redo that kitchen, redo, you know, the bathrooms, do the work on the homes that need to be done. So you can, you know, so if you have a house that needs some work, we have programs to help people who look at those homes buy it and do the work that they want to do before they move in, so they can have the house exactly what they want. Or if you're thinking about listing your home and you think there's work to be done and you need to do this on a loan, you don't have the money to do the upgrades and you have the equity in the house, we can certainly look at doing that and putting a loan on it so that you can do the upgrades, fix the house up, so that you can make the home sellable if that's something that you want to do. With the showing activity up, buyers and more new construction are coming to market. You know, we have these buyers, a lot of the construction coming, you know, new construction coming to market, but nowhere near enough to cover the demand. We have a real shortage in demand. So you can sell your house now and you can move up into, you know, maybe one of the new ones or downsize into a home that better fits your current and ever-changing needs. Again, there's products out there to help take houses and make them what you want, or you can find a new home to be able to get, you know, what you want. But right now, you know, there is a shortage of, especially in the mid-price, the lower to mid-price range, those real hot markets. When you get a little higher, especially if you have a mid-price home and you want to move up into a higher priced home, some of the higher price markets are not moving as well. So there is some product out there, but in the middle price, it's really in the lower price, it's really lacking. And so you can do really well, and yet you still are able to find another home to move up into. Mortgage rates obviously are very, very good. The primary mortgage market survey from Freddie Mac indicates that the interest rates for the 30-year mortgage have fallen since November 2018. I can tell you that's true. When they reached back then, the average through Freddie Mac was 4.94. In February of 2020, they hit the lowest level in 3 years at 3.45. And in the latest forecast, Freddie Mac also notes how mortgage rates are expected to remain low, leveling out to an average of 3.8%. I can tell you rates are very, very good today. That's what Freddie Mac is saying, but rates are very, very good today. It's definitely worth looking at either purchasing. If you're looking to purchase, a great time to do that, but it's also we can refinance if you're looking to stay in your home. Again, I'm trying to encourage people that if they're thinking about moving, it's a really good thing to consider doing soon, just because it's a kind of a sweet spot in the market, and there's just not enough homes on the market. Our spring market is when we sell, I can't remember what it is, like 40% of the homes in our market. So in the first 3 months, we sell 40%, 45% of the homes. But we need the homes on the market. And that market, we haven't done that this year because of everything that's happened in the spring. And that market has moved, and it's going to kick in as soon as everything ends with the stay at home and all of that. But right now, there's still a lot of ways to buy a house. You can do it virtually. There's lots of things you can do to be able to see it. There's all kinds of things. They've made arrangements to make it much easier to sell your house and to buy a house in this market, how we go about doing it. I would encourage you to seriously consider, even though it's a little bit more of a struggle because of the things you have to do to get your house to show and have people in the house, it still might be worth it for the additional amount of money you might be able to sell it for during this time. If you're worried about losing a great rate, you may already have on your current mortgage, I wouldn't sweat that, because locking in today at low rates may allow you to get more money for your next home, whether you choose to move up or downsize. And the rates, for the most part, in most circles, now there are some that are different, but for most circles, the rate is better than it's ever been. So the rate is extremely good and definitely is worth looking at. So it shouldn't be a rate issue. If you have a low rate now, you'll probably get a low rate on the next home. We talked about this. The inventory is low, especially at the entry level. In the and it's a hot topic in the market today. According to the National Association of Realtors, housing inventory is at the lowest level for January since 1999. The good news is, as a homeowner, this shouldn't scare you at all. New construction is starting to ramp up after years of slowing builder activity, and inventory at the upper end is a buyer's market, making it a great time for you to move into a new home. So what I was talking about, if you're in that lower level, mid-level, and you're going up into the higher levels, that isn't moving as well. So we don't have this lack of inventory like we do in the middle to lower range. So if you're moving up, most likely you're going to be able to sell your house at top dollar and buy something that may not be at top dollar. And part of that's what we talked about. The millennials are and the younger people are starting to buy homes and come into the market, and first time home buyers are coming into the market, and that's really putting a very big strain on that low end product, low price, mid price, where the first time home buyers come in. Those entry level homes are very hard to they just aren't there. So when you put them on the market, they sell very, very quickly because there's so many first-time home buyers now looking to purchase a home. And the bottom line here is that not all buyers are looking for a newly built home, and your home may be high on an eager buyer's wish list, especially if it's in that range, in that first-time home buyer range. If you're ready to take advantage of low mortgage rates and a high demand for your home, you know, we should really talk. You should contact me. The best way to do that is hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. We're going to go into break, and after break, we will be getting some experts' insights on the housing market today.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hardworking mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Let's get into some of the expert insights on the housing market. You know, with the low mortgage rates alongside home prices and the wage appreciation, many are wondering about the housing market forecast for the remainder of the year and what it might bring. Now, some of these forecasts might have been made before the corona lockdown, you know, the stay at homes and that type of thing. But even with that, we're seeing the market be very, very strong. So once that's over, which hopefully will be very shortly, you know, we believe we're going to see demand just really explode. And here's what some of the top experts have to say. Lawrence Yun is the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors. That's NAR. You may hear it as NAR. We saw the year come to a close with the economy churning out 2.3 million jobs, mortgage rates below 4%, and housing starts ramp up to 1.6 million on an annual basis. If these factors are sustained in 2020, we will see a notable pickup in home sales in 2020. Of course, we've lost jobs because of what's happened, but again, it's all expected. You know, hopefully we'll all come back, or most of that will come back, and we will be right on target. That's what most people are expecting. David Brickman is the CEO of Freddie Mac. Freddie Mac is obviously one of the three big conventional mortgage lenders. That's where when most loans are done, if they're conventional mortgage, they all either going to go to Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, or the Federal Home Loan Bank. And so that's where most of the mortgages are going to go, and then they're sold on the market. But he says the housing market is strong, and based on our survey, the low mortgage rate environment may inspire both renters and owners to make an educated move this spring. So there, Freddie Mac's expecting people to move. Now, he said this spring, but that spring has moved into summer because of what we're going through. That spring has moved into summer. When we hit our spring market, which will really be a summer market, that's when we're going to see it explode. And I can tell you, based on the activity we're seeing, I think that we are on track for that. Frank Martell is president and CEO of CoreLogic. Frank says on a national level, home prices are on an upswing. Price growth is likely to accelerate in 2020. And while demand for homeownership has continued to increase for millennials, particularly those in their 30s, 74% admit that they have to make significant financial sacrifices to afford a home. This could become an even bigger factor as home prices reach new heights during 2020. So they see an increase in home prices. They see an increase in home sales, and they see rates staying at a very low level. And so all of that should add up to homes picking up, because we're selling it once the homes come on the market. The holdup right now is homes not being on the market. Bottom line, if you're thinking of making your next move, now may be the time. Demand for your home will be strong, particularly while buyers are looking to lock in at low mortgage rates. As again, mortgage rates tie in very nicely when you look at what goes on in the market. They tie in very nicely to, you know, what's happening in the sales of homes. So it's really important. If rates stay down, we're going to see a very strong market for quite some time, and that is the expectation.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
You know, Jennifer called the other day, and she is thinking of selling her home, but her agent says she needs to do some updating and upgrades to the home. So she called me and she asked what was the best way to go about accomplishing this. And actually what I found out is when she called, she actually had her home on the market, and the comments were that she needed to do these upgrades. So she wanted to look at doing these upgrades to the home. So I thought this was a great question, and there's a couple nuances to it. Number one, in this case, Jennifer had her home on the market, which does create an issue that we have to work around because the home is on the market. And lenders don't like to lend to homes that are on the market because they know it's going to be selling. And so that creates a nuance. But it's certainly something if you have a house you want to be selling and you think it needs upgrades, you've talked to your agent and your agent has said, hey, listen, it would sell better if you updated the kitchen, put new carpet in, you know, put flooring in, whatever it happens to be, the things that they feel would help market your home. We have a program for that. It's our renovation loan. I've talked about it before, but it is a way to take a home that you want to sell. And if you can do what you need to do at a reasonable cost, it may be very cost effective to do that, because it may be one of those things where you put, you know, $15,000 into a house and you get, you know, $30,000 more because of the work that you've done. So it is something to seriously consider. Along with that, even if you aren't looking to sell it, let's say you have a house and you're looking at it and you really wish you could add a screen porch, or you could redo the kitchen, or you could, you know, completely remodel the upstairs, maybe add a carriage house, whatever it happens to be that you are looking to do on your home. This is a product that can help in that situation. So it is a great way to take a home, whether you're purchasing the home or you're refinancing the home, whether it's a rental property, taking that and financing it, and financing not only the current mortgage, but then you add the money in for the upgrades that you're going to do, and then you finance the entire amount all in one loan. And the nice thing is, you can, if you do this, we're going to use an appraised value based on the improvement. So you have to have all the improvements, have plans and specs. We're going to base it on those improvements, and the appraisal is going to be based on those improvements. So it is a lot of times the way you can improve your home without really coming out with much money out of pocket, and sometimes and many times without coming out with any money out of pocket because of the way the loan works. So it is a great product. It works. It works for Jennifer. It works for many people. It's certainly something to think about if you're in that situation. I would highly recommend that you give us a call. Let's talk about it, and or really go online to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Fill in the contact information. Let me know you want to look at a renovation loan. Give me some basic information, and I will give you a call, and we'll talk about it and go through, you know, what options are and what we can do. But let's get back to the housing market and what's going on there. You know, we've talked about it, and we've talked about the lack of inventory, the lack of homes on the market. And so some people may say, well, if I sell my home, how am I going to buy another home. There's nothing on the market. Again, there are homes on the market. It's just in the certain price ranges they aren't. So if you're in a if you have a home for sale at $225,000, most people aren't going to buy another home at $225,000. They're going to move up. The higher you go, the more homes there are, and the less activity there is. Now there's great activity in that entry level, and the first move up, the entry level and maybe a little higher than the entry level. There is a lot of activity and there is a lack of product, but as you go higher, there's many more homes on the market. And again, there's still builders out there building homes. There are places to go. And as I talked a few minutes ago, there, you could find a house that people are walking past homes that need work, no matter what price range it is in. It's why I'm really want to talk about the renovation product, because if there's people walking by those homes, they're not looking at them. Just like Jennifer, she had her house on the market and people are walking past her home. They aren't, they're just walking past it. So rather than walk past it, what she should do is market it as, if she isn't going to fix it herself, market it with the, you know, with here's what you can do, here's the product you can do this on, here's the mortgage that it can be done with, so that now these people can look at the house, see what they can do, and they can buy it with that work being completed, because now they can see what it can be. And if it's a nice area in the neighborhood, it's a great place to be, it's a great option. So that's a good possibility using that product. But let's talk about the equity gains growing in nearly every state. And this is some information on all the states, but I pulled out just the Indiana stuff for the most part. But raising home prices have been in the news a lot lately. And much of the focus is on whether prices are accelerating too quickly, as well as how sustainable the growth in pricing really is. You know, one of the most often looked benefits of raising pricing is the impact they have on homeowners' equity position. The equity position by home prices increasing really is very valuable to homeowners. So in Indiana, our home prices have increased, and so we built more equity. And home equity is defined as the difference between a home's fair market value and the outstanding balance of all liens on the property. While homeowners pay down their mortgages, the amount of equity they have in their homes climbs each time the value increases. Today, the number of homeowners that currently have significant equity in their homes is growing. According to the Census Bureau, 38% of all homes in the country are mortgage-free. 38% are mortgage-free. In a home equity study, Adam Data Solutions revealed that of the 54.5 million homes, 54.5 million homes with a mortgage, that's incredible, 26.7% of them have at least 50% equity. So of the 54.5 million homes that have mortgages, what would that be, 27%, 27.25%, or 27.25 million homes have 50% or more equity? So there is tremendous equity out there in our homes, tremendous value. I know there's a lot of people worried about what's going to happen with our equity, and worried that home prices are decreasing due to the coronavirus and those issues. But I can tell you what we are seeing is that is not happening. We are not seeing a price decrease. We are seeing prices stable to increasing. And increasing reasonably well. So I don't see that as an issue that we're having, and it doesn't appear that you know we're any sort of issue on the acceleration or the equity that we're building in our homes as we stay there. That number has been increasing over the last 8 years. So that number, every year it increases. CoreLogic also noted that the average homeowner gained approximately $5,300 in equity during the past year, 2019. However, in Indiana, homeowners' ownership has gained $10,000 in equity, according to CoreLogic. So we are, in Indiana, experiencing a higher gain in equity than the average of the country. So we're in the higher mark of seeing that increase, which is kind of incredible if you think about it, because we're actually in the lower third on home values. So even though our homes are not valued as much as a lot of other areas, we're actually increasing in value more than most other areas. which means that, you know, the investment in our homes today is as good as it's ever been. You know, I remember it wasn't that long ago when if you had a 3% increase in the home value in a year in Indiana, we felt pretty good about that. We felt like that was a, you know, that was pretty doggone good to be at that level and to be increasing at that number. And now we're increasing it. What, last year it was almost 6% we increased in value. So we are seeing some tremendous increases, which really helps and pushes towards, you know, why you want home ownership, why these first time home buyers want to get into a home, and what, you know, the value of that and getting and them buying a home and you moving up and you getting more, you know, the more expensive the home, the more, you know, that 3% gross is obviously more on a $300,000 home than it is on a $100,000 home. So it is, you know, $300,000 home, that's $9,000 in equity if it increases by 3%, as opposed to $3,000 in equity on a $100,000 home. So it is a nice way to, you live in the house, you sit, you know, you're there, you're living, and it's increasing in value without you really doing much but paying your mortgage and enjoying your home. The bottom line, this may be a year to take advantage of your home's equity by applying it forward, you know, moving, taking that equity and moving it to a bigger house or you know, upsizing, downsizing, moving to that next home. It could be a great year to do that. You know, additionally, with all this said, one of the ways that I watch it is I watch what happens with the pre-approvals, pre-qualifications. You know, that's obviously a big part of what I do. And in mortgages, that's what, you know, I'm seeing a very big uptick in our pre-qualification activity. I've had a lot of people do pre-qualifications. I've been lucky too, I think, that I've had quite a few people who've been able to not only do the pre-qualification, but then get the home that they were looking at. So that activity is a good sign in my book that, you know, it's a good market. And it's a great, and there still are houses out there. It's just, you know, they're just less in that first time home buyer, that entry level market. So if you are looking to move, or if you want to look at refinancing, you know, go to my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Fill out the contact information. Let me know what you're looking for. I'll get back with you and we'll talk about your options, go through, you know, what can be done. If you're looking for a pre-approval, pre-qualification, we'll go through that information. We'll get that taken care of and get that letter in your hand so you can go out and look at homes. If while you're doing that, you don't have a real estate agent, you want a good agent, let me know. And I, you know, we'll talk about that and kind of get an idea of what you're looking for. You know, we want somebody who's very versed in your area. We'll make sure that we, you know, give you a few names that would make sense. And then you can talk to those people and see if that works. I can tell you it makes a lot of sense right now to work with, always makes a lot of sense to work with a top agent. I can definitely point you in the right direction with a real estate agent. But if you are looking for any mortgage information, you know, you want to talk about refinance, purchase, the renovation loans, please contact me at hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And I appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining me today. Have a great weekend.